truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Well, this is not how I expected to wake up.
America understands that there's one party in this country that's in favor of health care reform.
This is David Gregory, is moderator of Meet the Press. David, good morning to you.
Well, what Mr. Bruno wants is neutrality and a complete remedy.
The moment you put your hands on that pole, what did it feel like?
That's very tough to swallow.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We broadcast from the El Pacifico, one step beyond. New generation of talk radio in America. This is the Phil Hendry Radio Show. Coming up this hour, Dean Wheeler joins us from the Novato Spiritual Center, and Mr. Wheeler gives us another side, another look to the victory of President Obama in the recent selection for the Nobel Peace Prize. And just found out, as a matter of fact, not too long ago, in fact, Rance just told me a few minutes ago during the break that among the people that were critical online and elsewhere, Mark Lamont Hill, and Dr. Hill is a sociologist. He's a professor of urban studies. I believe he's now at Columbia. He was at Temple University. Big Barack Obama supporter, but by the same token, was stunned and slightly miffed at the selection. One of the things that I think is going on is I believe from the time we were very young, we were taught that the Nobel, all of the Nobel prizes, the prizes for physics, the prizes for literature, the prizes for Bud Dickman is here. But what else do you give them out for?
Well, I get like the Nobel Prize for just a lot of stuff, for cooking.
Cooking? Man, they don't give out one for cooking.
No, I don't give a like chemistry.
What?
Chemistry.
Yeah, chemistry is a good one, yeah. So from the time we were very young, we were inculcated. We were immersed, we were marinated in a culture that said, boy, this is a heavy hitter, man, this Nobel. I mean, you can win a Pulitzer, you can win a... But the Nobel Prize kicks ass, right? And so I think there is something kind of reflexive in us that whoever wins it, we want to really be impressed with this person. And it ain't like we don't want our presidents, no matter who they are, to do well, because when they do well, we do well. And I don't mean by winning prizes. I mean when they do well in their job, we do well. And then they can win a prize, you know. Then you can go ahead, give them the prize, because he did a really good job. Okay, great. Bing. But it sort of blew our minds a little bit, and that's, from the standpoint of it, I'm not really sure why, and maybe this is a good idea, but I'm not quite... maybe I need to actually, look into this whole Nobel Prize thing a little bit more. I want to get on the line here, Dean Wheeler from the Novato Spiritual Center. And Dean, I know you're a supporter of the president. So, first of all, good evening. It's nice to have you with us.
It's always a pleasure, Phil, and thank you for having me on. And can I'll answer your question to the best of my ability. I think I have an answer for you.
As to why he won the prize?
Yeah, he won the prize, Phil, because... we have, in our country, the very good fortune of a European community that has been able to keep its eyes open and keep its eyes on the future. And I think that they give us, as Americans, a fixed point on the compass and show us where to go and what the future holds for a country like ours. Even though Europeans are very very old compared to North America, and they've been through a lot of wars, and they've been through a lot of tumult, they still show us the right thing to do, even when we don't know what the right thing to do is.
I want to ask you a question here. What is the Novato Spiritual Center?
The Novato Spiritual Center is a gathering point. It's not a community center. It's not a clinic or anything like that. It's a gathering point that hopefully people become aware of. We don't advertise. We don't send out bulletins. We don't go and speak at different gatherings to promote membership. We simply are here, and we hope that people are aware of us. because of the work that we do, which is to promote and continue to promote the global concept that countries are but a passing fad, and that truly man links up at the equator.
All right. So world government.
Not even world government, no. More of a link-up, an equatorial link-up, because that is the circumference, and that is the widest part of the globe. And that's where we would hope that people do link up, at its very widest part, not its most narrow, where that might be at one of the polar caps, but equatorial.
All right, and I'm not sure if I understand, and while I get your answer, I want to go to some more of this audio of President Obama winning the Nobel Prize. There's a lot of reaction audio here.
Well, let me explain it to you this way, Phil.
Well, hold on. You can think of that, and let's get back to the president as he responds to winning the Nobel Prize. This is President Obama.
I know that throughout history, the Nobel Peace Prize has not just been used to honor a specific achievement. It's also been used as a means to give momentum to a set of causes. And that is why I will accept this award as a call to action, a call for all nations to confront the common challenges of the 21st century.
All right, now that is President Obama, and here is Senator McCain giving the president congratulations.
Oh, I'm sure that the president is very honored to receive this award, and the Nobel Committee, I can't divine all their intentions, but I think part of their decision-making was expectations, and I'm sure the president understands that he now has even more to live up to. But as Americans, we're proud when our president receives an award of that prestigious category. Well, I think all of us were surprised at the decision, but I think Americans are always pleased when their president is recognized by something on this order.
That was Senator McCain. You wanted to say, Dean, about Barbara Boxer, correct?
I do. Phil, Barbara Boxer, I think, made the most cogent series of comments today when she said that the only criticism that she heard was directed from Michael Steele and the Taliban. And what does that tell us about us? What does that tell us about America when Michael Steele and the Taliban attack Barack Obama, and the rest of us are united? We're thrilled. We are singing praises on his behalf.
I just said to you that when I heard the news, I was on a lot of social networking sites, and the even from people that support the president, they were bemused.
Well, you said social networking sites, so that is a little bit of a exclamation point for me, because if you're meeting girls, and I have nothing against that.
No, I'm not meeting girls. I'm talking to my listeners. I'm interacting with people that are reading the news, and people were saying that they were surprised.
Surprise is not the same as disappointment.
Well, all right.
Were they disappointed?
They were questioning the wisdom of the choice.
I'm going to tell you the wisdom of the choice, and again, I think you're talking to just a handful of people. Whoever it was you were talking to last night, Phil, I think they're disgruntled, disappointed that John McCain lost the election, and are angry, quite frankly, angry at the prospect that, Phil, we can have real peace now that Barack is in the White House. We can have... Ronald Reagan spoke of mourning in America, but he didn't know what he was talking about, really. He was Ronald Reagan, a conservative, and by definition, any mourning that Ronald Reagan conceived of, or any conservative, is only lit, truly, by the glow of something thermonuclear.
Oh, come on. I mean, that's not very fair to a president that is no longer with us.
I'm not trying to disparage the former president, but to say mourning in America and then think of Barack, that's mourning in America. I'll give you an example of something that my niece, who's only 11 years old, she said, look at how far the African-American has come. And she was pointing to a box of cream of wheat. And if you've looked at a cream of wheat box, on it is a black porter working on a train presenting a tray of cream of wheat. And she said, look, Uncle Dean, how far black people in our country have come, and yet it's still mourning in America with Barack. And I said, at that moment, I said, I know, because she was showing me, here is a breakfast cereal with the picture of a black man on the box. It's disparaging. It's racist, and yet it's mourning, and he is presenting the breakfast as if to say that was Barack Obama. I would never do that. I wouldn't say that. It's racist. But it gave me hope.
What gave you hope?
You didn't hear what I said.
I heard what you said. You said you saw a box of cream of wheat with not Barack Obama, but the black guy on the box.
No, I didn't say black guy. I said an African-American porter.
Right. I know the cream of wheat box. It's got an African-American porter, and he's got a bowl of cream of wheat.
What do you eat in the morning, Phil? The last time I checked, I eat cereal.
Yes, I eat cereal.
Morning in America. You're trying to turn it into something racist. It isn't. Barack gives us hope that we can live to see another birthday, that we will get up tomorrow morning, and when we open our eyes, the glow from the dawn will be the sun. And it won't be a multitude of suns, all their own little sun, powered yet by the same fuel that powers our larger sun.
Now, are you talking about mushroom clouds?
I don't want to scare people, but yes.
Well, you are. You're scaring people when you say that without Barack, we'd wake up with a multitude of... I think you're being biased, that's all.
I'm the only one that's been on your program tonight who is supporting President Barack Obama in his bid for the Nobel Prize. I know he's already won it, is what I mean, in the fact that he's won it. And I think it bears repeating that the Europeans, thank God for the Scandinavians, who last hour, one of your guests was saying were leftists, thank God they continue to show us the way.
All right, let me give our number out. 1-800-877-876-PHIL. And one more piece of audio here. This is basically reaction from the media on the announcement that President Obama has won the Nobel Prize. This is the Joe Scarborough Morning Show, Morning Joe.
That's big news.
That is the why. It's a really good question.
That would be the breaking news if you knew why.
Did he win it? That is hilarious. Oh, my God. Saturday Night Live. Let's play the Saturday Night clip for Miss Mika.
Not since Marissa Tomei won her Best Supporting Actress award.
That is not fair.
You stop
Let me tell you something.
No, hold on. This is hypocritical.
I have got to stop here. Because I guarantee you, Marissa Tomei did more to win the Academy Award than my cousin Vinny.
Yes, I'm right here. Hold on. Yes, I'm right here.
I had to jump in. I think that is a very unfortunate series of comments there from Joe Scarborough and his morning zoo is what I call it, because they need to make a joke out of everything, even mock a man for winning the Nobel Prize because they didn't vote for him or didn't support him. I think it's unfortunate. Again, why do we have to leave America to find out what the right thing to do is? And we did, again, have to leave America. We had to get the news from Oslo, Norway.
I don't think we have to leave America to find out what the right thing is to do.
What about the Dixie Chicks? What about what they did?
Well, I don't think the Dixie Chicks know what they're talking about. I don't think the Dixie Chicks are worth listening to. However, I will. We'll get back to Dean Wheeler. Our number 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. As Dean Wheeler from the Novato Spiritual Center talks about the hope that President Obama has given all of us that we'll see our next birthday, that when we wake up and see the sunrise, it will be only one sun and not a multitude of suns driven by the same force that drives the one sun. That is thermonuclear power, to wit, a nuclear war. 877-876-PHIL.
God.
Weird.
Well, am I on?
No, we'll be back in a minute.
God. I got a lot to say.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Dean Wheeler from the Novato Spiritual Center in Northern California. I talked last hour with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Obviously, he's on the other side of you on this, Dean. He's a birther, as they say, and he thinks that Obama's not even a legitimate president, and he believes that this only validates his presidency. I won't ask you to comment on that.
Well, I would say just one thing, Phil. The birther movement, I give them this much credit. At the end of a very difficult day, if we've had a tough transition, when we do some of our actualization work, if we're working with someone in our trans crisis unit, if we are doing some of our tantra yoga out on the plains, I love to come back and hear about the birthers. It gives me such a laugh. It really does. I just laugh.
All right, but getting back to you and then our phone calls, 877-876-PHIL, you feel that Obama winning the Nobel Prize gives us hope. But the question again, what did he do to deserve it?
What did he do to deserve it was that he is recognized by Europeans. Again, Europeans have always been able to see who the brightest shining star among us is. They did that with, I know I could think of a few people, but Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly?
Just as an example, the European, why do we buy French fashions? Because we know that they know what is ahead.
All right, here is Chris Matthews, and I know you're a fan of Mr. Matthews, aren't you?
I'm sorry, what is his name?
Chris Matthews.
I'm not familiar with him.
All right, well, he's on MSNBC. Here's Chris Matthews from The Hardball Show.
So clearly, this Nobel Peace Prize was an award for beating 8 years of Bush. We can say that's objective.
Yeah. Well,
and also condemning torture, condemning the Iraq War, and changing the attitude of America towards the rest of the world. Those are fair, objective statements.
I think it's clearly the Obama campaign. They love Obama. That's right. I agree. Michael Steele had a Kanye West moment coming out there and saying,
yes,
you know, Beyonce should have gotten the award rather than so-and-so. And you shouldn't have done that. And you should congratulate the guy.
But
there's a hip guy.
Let me tell you, there's a certain element of ridiculousness to this that's going to come back to bite Obama.
All right, let's go to a phone call. Marion in New York City. Marion, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. And welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yes, ma'am. What can we do for you this evening?
Now, who are you and what do you do? Because I've never done this before.
I'm the host. I'm the host of the show. I'm Phil Hendry. My guest is Dean Wheeler.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm Dean Wheeler, and I'm with Novato Spiritual Center, and we're talking a little bit here tonight about the Nobel Prize going to President Obama.
Yes. Well, my comment is, I know the show likes to take on controversy, and that's
and
very helpful.
I have always believed...
Well, let's listen to what the lady has to say. Go ahead, Marion.
My call is this. I know a show such as this, and I enjoy it, thrives on controversy and a lot of different views. What is missing for me, whether it's President Obama or anyone receiving a prize, is that there is a larger reality that what happens out in the world, we all want world peace, begins with each of us here, even on the show, listening to one another and maybe at some point making an attempt to put ourselves in the other's shoes without giving up our own sense of what is important to us. So with President Obama receiving this, I'm not making...
I'm not clear on what your point is.
My point is, I hear a lot of disparaging remarks, if not from you.
Oh,
but
no,
from
I think President
that
Obama.
People call in and quoting people who are disappointed. Is an attitude.
Right.
Disappointed is an attitude, but and aggrandizement is an attitude about President Obama. Either one. There is a lack of a larger view.
Mr. Henry say, I thought it was offensive to say that there is too much ass licking going on.
Well, I'm sorry I said that.
Well, I agree,
found
both
that
sides.
You think, is there a lot of ass licking?
Well, I don't like that because it doesn't express a real feeling
right.
that someone has.
Marianne, hold the line. Hold the line for me just a second. And Dean, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, I really have to.
Yeah. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Marianne and Dean and President Obama and his Nobel Prize. Dean Wheeler, my guest on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
What I wanted to say was.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night here until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, our news, talk, and entertainment show, One Step Beyond with a new kind, a new generation of radio programming. And you can look at us online. We have live streaming video of our show every night, so you can watch the show as well as listen to it at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Dean, before we get back to Marianne, because I didn't have time for her, you had a quote you wanted to read?
I do, Phil. This is a lovely quote. It's from Srinath Green, who was a very, very learned and very holy man who visited us at the Novato Center. We were very blessed to have him 2 years ago as our very special guest from his ashram in Vancouver, Canada. And he wrote the following words upon Obama winning the Nobel Prize. Obama is a man of peace. Bush is a man of war. Obama makes me feel safe. Bush sickened me in spirit, and sickened me physically. I can leave the doors of my home unlocked and the windows wide open with Barack in the White House. In fact, if the serial murderer, and this is such a good point here, Phil, if you just listen to this, if the serial murderer Richard Ramirez was walking the streets tonight with Barack in the White House, I feel very safe in leaving.
Oh, come on. I can't allow you to continue with that.
No, but Phil, don't allow your anger to cloud and to color your perception.
It's not my anger. It's common sense with a serial murderer loose.
But it is the spirit that is safe. It's the spirit that is safe. And that, again, is Sri Rajneen, who is one of the wisest men that I have known. And this is a man who comes from great difficulty. He was in San Quentin for 15 years for aggravated assault and armed robbery and elevated himself.
Well, I don't know what kind of a recommendation that is for him. 877-876-PHIL. Getting back to Marianne, who has been very patiently hanging on. Marianne, go ahead. A final thought, if you'd like.
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to say anything. This is the first time I've done this, first time I've made a call in. I am listening to
Congratulations.
Yeah. So it's
how do you enjoy the experience?
I do.
Dean, let's let
Marianne. It's very engaging, and what I'm hearing is I don't agree with any. See, I'm politically not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm an independent.
It's very exhilarating, isn't it, to be on a talk show?
Yes.
Let Marianne say what she wants to say.
I'm doing my best in my life to listen to all sides.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with everything.
Great.
And
that
I'm making the distinction between criticism and critiquing.
That is so great.
So about the president, I feel, yes, we do need to critique without criticizing. Because criticizing is something about the own individual that they don't love in themselves.
But
and it gets projected out onto every president.
Onto every president.
Onto
exactly.
every president. We
every
needed
president.
Bush to have an Obama. We needed everybody who preceded everybody. We needed.
Mm.
Now, that when you look at it from a spiritual point of view, you can't bash anyone, but you can critique them.
Do you feel safe with Barack? Do you feel safe with Barack?
Barack
is not,
he's not a god
to me.
He's a human.
No. But if a rapist were, I'm going to say this, Phil, and please allow me to say this.
No, I think that was like a metaphor.
I do not want to say. Dean.
No, I feel, I want to ask Marianne, please. No, but Marianne, if a rapist were loose in your neighborhood tonight, you could leave your doors open.
That's ridiculous.
Well,
that's
that
ridiculous.
Was some kind of a metaphor of a feeling more. Of
it's a metaphor,
on a
yes,
level,
exactly.
Totally
I would allow. I would. I would expose myself to rape, knowing
I
wouldn't
was using
be.
A metaphor
knowing I wouldn't be.
He
hope.
Is using a metaphor,
there's hope.
Right?
Yes.
There's hope. There's hope. Not. There's hope for what, Dean?
That you won't be raped.
Well, that's not what I call hope. That's just security. Marion, thank you so much.
Great phone call.
877. Thank you. And thank you for hanging on, too. I really appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Dan in Phoenix. Dan, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler. What can we do for you tonight? Yes, sir.
Speaking, and I just had to call in. And the nonsense he's talking about peace and Barack Obama making this country safer is just so... It's insane to me. If you knew anything about history, we know that appeasement is not the way you gain peace.
Oh,
what we learned through Ronald Reagan is peace through spring.
And I don't agree with that we appeasement, though. The word peace is in the word appeasement.
But
you know that.
In the real world,
you recognize.
It doesn't work.
No, actually, Dean, if I could interrupt, gentlemen, peace is spelled P-E-A-C-E. Appeasement is P-E-A-S-E.
My mistake.
But, I mean, since the beginning of time, world policy has been dictated by aggression.
Spelling bee champion.
The world works.
Yeah.
We can sit here and say we're going to be peaceful and we love everyone and everything's great. And meanwhile, our enemies are plotting to destroy our way of life.
Well, that's a little paranoid, isn't it? Let's talk a little bit about that, Barry. It's Dan, right? But, Dan, let's talk about you. Do you know that what you eat, if it's toxic, the poison can collect. It pools in a reservoir that is called the stomen gland, and that's located just under your skull. If you are eating processed food, it is more likely that you'll be less receptive to peaceful things.
Look at Dean.
Well, so you're going to blow this off because why? Because it's peace?
What has this got to do? The gentleman's talking about appeasement.
I'm not talking about appeasement. I'm talking about what Barack has done for us. What has he done for you?
What has he done for us? He has not done anything other than made this country weaker and more susceptible to attack enemies. And you guys are saying that's peaceful. That's great. Okay, we're going to be peaceful, but aren't going to be peaceful. That's the real
you're saying that. Don't you think you're saying that because of the Don't you think you're saying that because of the toxins?
No, I'm saying that because I live in the real world and I see what happens in the real world, and I know that there are countries, there are people, there are religions out there that want to destroy our way of life because for whatever reason, because we don't make our women walk 10 feet behind us covered from head to toe in a burqa.
Right.
You know, No,
that is not disrespect of women. That is showing women respect because you are leading the way and you are protecting them from what may be coming down the road that might hurt them. But with Barack as president, you don't need to lock your windows. You don't need to lock your doors.
Let me tell you, you're calmed by my words. I felt much safer on Ronald Reagan, peace through strength, than I have against this guy appeasing all our enemies around the world.
Well, I'm so very deeply sorry you feel that way, because the Europeans have shown us. They anointed him.
These are the people that are going to protect you and keep you safe from our enemies, not the peacenicks and the people like Barack Obama who just think the world is just going to be a great place now that George Bush has got out of office. I mean,
all right. Let me ask you a question.
Before George Bush was even president.
All right, Dan. I can prove it to you. Do you fear rape?
No, I'm a man.
All right, you don't. Why, Barack?
Oh, come on, man. That's the guy that said he's a man. He doesn't fear it.
You won't give Barack credit for that, sir. Do you? You should stop eating gluten, and read a Noam Chomsky book, and clear your soul. Because your soul is clogged.
All right, Dan, thank you very much.
A little bit more intelligent. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877, you realize that you're alienating the audience.
No, I'm not. And I proved a point. I said to him, do you fear rape? Now, obviously, you could say no. But don't you think that when I said, Barack, that I scored that point, that I won that point? I think I did, if we're keeping score that way. And I know, Phil, that in talk radio, that's what you people do. So if that's what you people do...
What do you mean, you people? I don't keep score that way.
Yes, you do. Who won? Oh, I scored a point. That's the childish game that we are trying to back away from. Phil, we are headed toward a cliff. We are in a bus. We are children. And the bus, if you will, is the short bus. We are all wearing bicycle helmets. We're in the bus. The driver has had a heart attack. The bus is rolling to the cliff. And leaping in through the door is a black man. Yes, a young black man.
Here we go.
Never mind, forget it.
Now go ahead.
No, forget it.
And Barack takes control of the wheel, and we don't go off the cliff.
Never mind.
Well, don't be a child.
I'm using a metaphor that that Sri Ramin taught me.
The same guy that said, leave your windows open, because Barack's president, even if Richard Ramirez was walking the streets free. That's great. Here is Chris in Nashville. Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. What can we do for you, Chris?
Thank you for taking my call. It's,
yes,
like
sir.
Was said earlier, it is kind of exhilarating. And Dean, I certainly admire
it is exhilarating.
Taking the kind of, you know, the kind of reaction you're getting. But I wanted to say that bad people aren't going to stop being bad simply because Barack Obama
Good
is
point.
In the White House. It doesn't work
Good
that
point.
Way. And frankly, I've
I
lived
know that.
More than 20 years of Republican presidents in my lifetime, and every single morning I've woken up and seen the sun and not, you know, a hydrogen bomb going off in my backyard. I'm doing just fine, just like I'll do just fine through the next presidency. I mean, I ask you honestly and sincerely, how many birthdays did you celebrate while President Bush was in office? The same as me. You know, the world goes
I'm
on.
More, well,
it's
Chris, I will answer that quick.
Yeah,
I can answer.
Yeah.
That's a great point, Chris. You know, we all celebrated birthdays.
Before we start sucking each other's you know what, can I say something?
Yeah, and I'd thank you to watch your language.
I did not say anything. I was quoting the wolf from Pulp Fiction.
Go ahead.
Chris, I mourned every birthday that I had under George Bush. I mourned my life.
Well, and
I didn't celebrate a birthday.
Every morning
I
woke up, I went to work. You know, I loved my girlfriend, and, you know, the day went on. And I made the best of each day, regardless
yeah.
of who's in the White House.
Yeah.
We can't put an entire human disposition on one man.
All right. Okay.
You certainly can't surmise, you know, the entire fate of the human race based on, you know, how
Barack
a president acts every day.
I'm trying to say that Barack on Claude.
That's not fair to the people who are in office, and that's not fair to the 6.5 billion people who rise and fall under that sun every single day.
Can I tell you something? I haven't had one single home break-in since Barack has been president. Under Bush, I was robbed seven times.
How many people have been shot since Barack Hussein took office? How many people have
I don't know.
Car bomb attacks or have been had their
right.
homes broken
yeah.
into or have been slaughtered at the
you.
Hands of other people?
It
doesn't matter who's president. People are still
right.
going to do that.
No, hold on. You can't argue with facts. When Bush was president, I suffered seven home invasions.
No one has intentionally taken somebody else's life or in otherwise physically, mentally, or emotionally simply because Barack Obama has been elected president.
I don't know what he's talking about.
No, Dean, but Chris is making a good point. Right. Chris is saying, what difference does it make who's president?
I just told you, under Barack, I've not had one home invasion. Under Bush,
well,
I was pistol whipped.
I'm sure
I was pistol whipped seven
millions
times.
Of people in the U.S. who have also
Wait.
Not had their homes broken into since he's been president.
Exactly.
That
since Bush is president. I want to ask you a question. Why were you pistol whipped seven times under Bush?
Well, listen to the man asking a question he already knows the answer to, because Bush was president.
No, wait a minute. You got your home busted into and you were pistol whipped seven times when Bush was president.
Well, if
yes.
you leave
Why?
Your windows and doors unlocked, you kind of allow it
no,
to happen.
No,
and you really
no,
have
I didn't.
No one to
no.
blame but yourself.
Are you talking about the direct causal link or the karmic link?
What do you mean the causal link?
Are you talking about, no, you can laugh.
I'm
saying
that's
talking
the same
about,
thing as running across a football field naked. You're going to get tackled, and you can't blame Well, I mean, I guess you can blame someone else, but you're certainly not, you're not helping your disposition.
I certainly can.
You're
he doesn't have to tackle me,
to
does
that
he?
Kind of attack, and then getting angry that it happened to you and not somebody else.
Well, Chris, I've got one for you. When you run on a football field, what normally happens? You get tackled. Thank you.
Wow.
No, he's talking about jumping out of the stands and not being part of the game.
Wow.
No, you didn't. No. Chris, I understand what you're saying.
Neither one of you gentlemen has answered the question, why was I pistol whipped 7 times?
Yeah, why were you? I'd like to know.
Were you mouthing off to him?
Because Bush was president?
I mean,
yeah, you know what? What was the...
Look, my son was dealing drugs. That is the causal link you're looking for. But the spiritual karmic link was Bush being president.
Okay, so your son was dealing drugs, so you got home invaded by drug dealers and you were pistol whipped 7 different times while Bush was president. That's why, not because Bush, because your kid's dealing drugs.
Retribution, that's clutching at straw.
Oh, crap.
All right, thank you very much, Chris, for your phone call.
You.
We do have to take a break. I appreciate it. Dean, thank you as always.
Phil, I want to do an impression of you. Because that's what you said.
Oh, come on, Dean. You know, you're going to blame Bush because you got pistol whipped 7 times in your home.
I was pistol whipped in an ashram, which is a spiritual home. For you, that might be cause for laughter. For me, it is a tragedy to be pistol-whipped as I am in repose, telling them that I'll have the money on Tuesday as I am trying to chant and continue the morning ablutions. And in come 3 thugs, and in front of my entire flock, as I am actualizing our first couple...
Don't give me the whole thing, man. You got pistol whipped, what, in a religious service?
No, we were in our morning meditation.
And you're telling the guy you'll have the money on Tuesday. Dean, your problem.
My problem, but Barack is my solution, Phil. Phil, God bless you and to everyone listening to the Phil Henry broadcast tonight. It's always a pleasure. I appreciate it very much. And thank you and good night.
All right, Dean Wheeler. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 877-876-PHIL.
And again, to the young man.
Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on a world-famous Phil Henry show with the Tom Amiano. Did he say gay or did he say F? Coming up next.
Phil Henry.
World famous Phil Henry Show at 877-876-PHIL every night here from the El Pacifico till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Now, you can see a live streaming video of our show every night. You can watch the show as well as listen to it at philhenryshow.com. And you can also download the audio the next day. And you can go into our archives and listen to some great archive stuff. And you can watch our video on demand. As a matter of fact, I think the video on demand was available about an hour and a half, 2 hours after the show ended last night because I was watching all the coverage of President Obama, and I sort of just flipped over to the website, and bang, there was the video on demand. So 5 days worth of video archives, and that's because the files are really big, but all of the audio is archived on our site, philhenryshow.com. Coming up next hour, I don't want to make a big thing out of this, but the only reason why I'm mentioning it, it's the top story in this stack here. Tom Amiano, who is a San Francisco area assemblyman of the state of California, refuses to apologize for heckling Schwarzenegger. He used the faggot word. The San Francisco Chronicle, and we called the Chronicle, and we said, did he use faggot or did he say gay? And they said he said gay. And I'm like, no, we can hear the audio. And there's nothing wrong with Tom Amiano saying the F word if he wants to, because he's gay. It's kind of like a black guy using the N word, I suppose. You know, in other words, take back the word, diffuse its power. You know, we own it now. You people don't. The straights don't. The whites don't. I get it. So you guys at the Chronicle ought to get it, I guess, but far be it for me to tell you how to do your job. I mean, that's what the Chronicle told us, but we'll play the audio for you. And it ain't that big of a deal anyway, but it's kind of interesting. Here's this cat heckling Schwarzenegger. In New York City, Mattel has launched a new line of black Barbie dolls with fuller lips, a wider nose, and more pronounced cheekbones. What, bud?
What about, like, has it got a bubble butt? Because you'll notice...
Shut up.
Hey, man, take it easy, huh?
I just was wondering.
Has it got a bubble butt? I don't know. Go down and check one out, okay? A far cry from Christy, Barbie's black friend who debuted in the 1960s and was essentially a white doll painted brown. The So In Style line, which hits mass retailers last month, or hit last month, features dolls Grace, Kara, and Trishelle, each with her own style and interests and little sister that she mentors, Courtney, Janessa, and Kiana. The dolls reflect varying skin tones, light brown, chocolate, and caramel, and Trishelle and Kiana have curlier hair.
PhilHendry.com.